Welcome to the Mayor's Press. Please, may I ask if everyone's got their phones on silent? This is public question time, and we welcome anybody from the public who wishes to ask a question about things that are not to do with planning, and then we'll move to planning and we'll ask questions or make statements around the planning items. You're entitled to ask two questions and speak for 3 minutes. Just be mindful that our meeting is recorded, and anyone who wishes to take recordings must have permission of the gentleman first. You'll need to state the name and address, and then you've got the 3 minutes. Okay, so is there anyone who wishes to make a statement or ask a question that's not to do with planning? Nobody? Okay, we'll move into planning then. Councillor Innes, Councillor Lambert, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Alright. Is there anybody who wishes to make a statement or ask a question about planning 1? 20 Lewis Street, Longford. Right. Is there anybody who wishes to make a statement or ask a question about Planning 2, which is 37 Bridge Street, Ross? Right. Okay, we'll move on to Planning 3. Planning 3 is 108 High Street, Campbelltown. Is there anybody who wishes to ask a question or make a statement about Planning 3?
I've written the letter.
You won't be read. You can read that if you wish. It won't be read out. We've already read it. If you've sent it to us.
Oh, that's okay. We've read it.
So everybody has read Bush's letter. Good. Thank you. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak on Planning 3? All right, we'll move to Planning 4. This is 81 Brickenden Street, Longford. Is there anyone who wishes to speak on Planning 3? 2 for and 2 against. I've got 5 names here. No?
Yep.
Alright. Mr. Dixon. You can have 2 for and 2 against.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And you're for the proposal, so yes, you may speak. You've got your 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Just state name and address.
Peter Dixon, Yarraman Park.
3 minutes, I beg your pardon.
Thank you. Peter Dixon's my name, Yarraman Park, Casino Rise Prospect. The proposed development is for 6 blocks within the low density residential zone. I think your planner has done an excellent job of analysing the application. In view of the number of houses around the racecourse and TASCAF's approval of our 44 block subdivision nearby, I don't understand how any objector could argue that these 6 blocks would create a new conflict between land use. Importantly, mentioned by your planner, whilst the zone allows for horse training and veterinary clinics under a discretionary use class, our proposed residential subdivision has a permitted status. Nevertheless, to address the major concerns of objectors, we've offered to firstly construct a 6-foot calabon fence along the entire boundary of Mr. Morrison's veterinary clinic, and also along our back boundary with the road reserved to give privacy and separation with Mr. Archer's property. And secondly, after discussions with Mr. Andrew Jenkins, the CEO of TAS Racing, we've agreed to delay development of our property for 3 years to give time for the establishment of new stables and facilities within the racecourse itself. And he was very happy about that. That's all I wish to say. I hope you can support the application. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against the developments? It's the state name and address. And
thank you. Michael Morris, 97, Brickenden Street, Longford. I wish to specifically address my comments to...
Excuse me, Mr. Tuffin, we can't hear you, please.
I wish to specifically address my comments to issue 1 identified by the planner, that is, conflicts between established and proposed uses, and the planner's comments to this issue. He says, whilst the proposed subdivision will intensify residential uses in the vicinity, it will not create a new conflict between land uses. I find it utterly baffling how we can come to this conclusion without speaking to me or visiting my clinic and witnessing our operations. My surgery is 4 metres from the boundary, and it is without question that construction noises next door will make anaesthetising horses next to impossible. Just examining fractious thoroughbreds, with the likelihood of children playing next door on bikes and kicking balls and possibly over the fence, will be a potential nightmare. to suggest that my right to practice and the right of purchasers next door to build are not in conflict is plainly ludicrous. To suggest, therefore, that construction next door and neighbours in close proximity will not affect my amenity is equally ludicrous. Additionally, going forward, it is also a fact that my operations will almost certainly impact on the amenity of future neighbours. I have an existing right to practice, and these operations, sadly at times, involve horses being euthanised, occasionally by gunshot. Furthermore, on occasion, the only means of disposal of the carcass to the owner is for it to be butchered for pet meat. These are not scenes the general public is likely to be comfortable with, and how the planner can say there is no conflict of uses at play here is very difficult to understand. This goes to a point I've previously made to council, that the viability of the training centre and its service industries requires surrounding neighbours that are sympathetic to it. Opening up land immediately adjacent to subdivision will achieve quite the opposite. As stated in my objection, if this DA is to be approved, it will directly threaten the viability of my practice and the 7 to 8 jobs involved. There is a clear conflict of uses at play, which is hard to argue with, and the subdivision should be consequently refused. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak for the proposal? Thank you. Anything? Shells, Elijah, Walcott surveys for themselves. We also welcome Council's recommendation for approval to this application. We agree that the resolution is proposed and the application of the subdivision is in line with the purpose of the general zone. The low density residential zone has been applied to this area since 2013. The zone creates a land use transition between the general residential zone to the north and the rural resource land, which is to the south and to the east. Residential use in the area and on the site is existing. The area has well established residential development and use. As such, this proposal creates no new potential for conflict. We also remind Council that concepts of character and street scale include many contributing elements. We know that the racecourse and horse racing are traditional and established in the area, but these cannot be seen as the one defining element of the area's character. There is well-established residential development in the area also. Overall, the application is compliant with the provisions of the planning scheme, and this is the mechanism that we have for planning and for assessment available to us. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak against?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. And my name is Richard Archer, 236 Wellington Street. I own a farm on the eastern and southern side of this site. I have had issues with developments around my farm for the last 20 years, and this would be the worst case of conflict of use that I have ever seen. Mr. Morris has talked about, obviously, the vet clinic, but I have a 400 hectare title adjacent to this land. In previous subdivisions, there's always been a mention of agricultural land being 250 metres away, 300 metres away, whatever. My land is 20 metres away from a potential house. On the northern side is the racecourse, and obviously on the western side is the horse veterinary clinic. I cannot think of any reason why 5 extra houses on this land is necessary when it creates such a conflict with all the neighbours. And even though Mr. Dixon may put up a 6-foot Taliban fence, dust, smoke, and dogs get around them. And in long-term planning, I consider my long-term future as a farmer in this area is under threat. I only recently had troubles from dogs in my lambing use. This is only getting worse step by step as the land around me is changed for use. 5 houses compared to survival of a vet clinic, future of the racetrack, and the future of farming on my land. You've just got to weigh up. Is this conflict really good planning? I consider it not to be. And for all the other subdivisions that have been passed around Longford in the past, none of them have had a conflict of use such as this one. So I would ask you all to reject it. As I have said in my correspondence to councillors, I am happy for some subdivisions to two lots, as I was told here in this very room, the Planning Commission report by a certain member of that, that 8,000 square metres was the absolute minimum. To be told within a month that had been reduced to around 2,500 square metres is really, I think, an insult. So I just ask you for a check that this is a complete conflict of use.
Thank you. Would Mr. Gonnie like to explain the 8,000 square metres? Because there is.
So the 8,000 square metres is what Council put up in its draft local provision schedule, the Tasmanian planning scheme, which would have a specific area plan of that area of Longford, which would have a 1 hectare lot size with discretion to go down by 20%, which would bring it down to 8,000. But this application that is before you was lodged under the previous scheme, so it's assessed under the provisions of that previous scheme.
Okay, thank you. Planning 5, 662 Cressy Road, Longford. Is there anyone who's for or against Planning 5? Okay, Planning 6 is 144 Marlborough Street, Longford. Is there anyone who wishes to speak for? Yes.
It's again Michelle Slidell, we've got surveys from the Delta. We welcome Council's recommendation for approval of this application. This application makes good use of the proposed servicing works for sewerage, stormwater in the neighbouring land, ultimately improving the reticulated servicing for the larger area. There's no question that the face of Longford is changing, but we see these changes as positive as services improve. We feel this type of development has overarching benefit by increasing density in a manner that's appropriate to this zone, and then also improving services and public infrastructure, making better residential places all over. And these small increases in density mean that residential spaces will be developed and occupied, helping to create more lively communities. The addition of 8 lots will be welcomed in Longford, where residential demand is strong, and thank you again for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against that planning item? Is there anyone else who wishes to speak for that planning item?
Thank you again, Mr. Dixon, the Arnold Park Prospect. Yes, the development of this property in 9 blocks is a logical extension to the 44 block development that has been approved for the property over the road, 325 Marlborough Street. As there are no objections against this development, I assume the size and layout of the blocks is supported by local residents. Blocks of the size in this development are highly sought after, and I hope you can support the approval of this application as recommended by your council plan. Longford desperately needs more residential land, and this application provides another 8 blocks in a very sought after area of the town. Thank you.
Thank you. And there's nobody speaking against that comment. Okay, Planning 7 is 310 Perth Road, Perth Mill Road, Perth. Is there anyone who wishes to speak for? You don't want to speak? Is there anyone who wishes to speak against that proposal? Okay, the next one is Planning 8, which is 274 Perth Mill Road, Perth. 274
Newark Perth. I'll stand up for a moment. My name is Anthony Peters. Thank you for allowing me to speak briefly. I've lodged a,
development application.
That's it, the
opposite.
So, if it's been read out, and has been acknowledged.
All representations have been.
We've just got a few concerns about that. When will I find out about any answers in regards to that development site?
Well, we've got an
argument. The vote's denied, the decision's made, the minutes then are confirmed. When the minutes are prepared, we then follow up the correspondence to come out of those minutes.
Fair enough. And when do I find out?
Well, that would be either late this week or early next week.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you. And there's nobody else who wishes to speak on 274 Mill Road there. Okay, 21. 20 Lewis Street, Longford.
Yes, an application to knock the dwellings at 30 Lewis Street, Longford. There's a representation against them, which is addressed in there. The concern being regarding the access width, that's the removal of trees and the post of the fence. The proposed access is 3 metres wide, but the acceptable solution is 4.5 metres. There is discussion there as to how the next course criteria. The public council, if they wish to condition that to be wider.
We'll have to move the motion, but include on there revised plans before a building permit is issued or the development commences, whichever occurs first. Revised plans approved with the general manager must be submitted. When approved, the plans will be endorsed and form part of this permit. The plan must show the driveway and crossover 4.5 metres wide for the first 7 metres from the road carriage.
Can I just ask the planners, is the stormwater, is that going to be pumped and then discharged to Lewis Street, or will that be discharged down to Hoover Street? I mean, Hoover Street? I couldn't find it.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Pump system.
I could find the pump system, but I couldn't find where it was going to be pumped. Whether it was going to be pumped to Lewis or Ball Street.
Yeah. I've got the attachments show a stormwater main right outside the property in Lewis Street, and since it would have to go through someone else's property to get to Buller, it must be going to Lewis. So they haven't included anyone else's property.
Yeah, I'll take that, because I know that there is water issues down through in the Border Street. I've seen blow off the manhole cover with stormwater, so I was just a bit concerned that it was going down that area, whether that pipe would take the river.
Any further questions?
Yeah.
All right, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. 22, 37 Bridge Street, Ross.
This is for a four-lot subdivision in the general residential zone. Each lot has access to services, but will require some upgrades to stormwater drainage. There were two representations received, and they were related to stormwater. Potential flooding and footpaths in the area. The report recommends for approval.
Councillor Cross.
Here's a recommendation.
And Councillor David, please check in. Any discussion? Councillor Lambert.
Can I just ask about the runoff into the swale? So, how is that going to be constructed, and do we have confidence in that will actually take away all that water? Because we did see some quite graphic photos in some of the representations of how much water was going down that, I think it was 2016, I know it was, but we're getting more and more of those types of events. So I just want some assurance that will take the appropriate amount of water.
So one of the conditions, 2.1C, requires that design plans are submitted to council for approval by our works manager, showing the nature strip to be reshaped into the shallow drain. And so that will have to be reviewed and approved by council before it can proceed.
So what's, can I just ask about the So what's the difference between the swale now and what it will look like once this has been completed?
The swale now there would only be like an inch deep.
Right.
The swale up there will have to be like 4 inches deep, 5 inches deep, going on to deep as it goes down towards Waterloo Street.
Okay. And there was some sort of comment about bubble...
Putting a pit in there, if you put just a pipe out of it, it'll actually discharge and go out of the swale drain. You put a pit in there, it'll actually come up and flow down with the swale.
And that's what we're doing?
That's what we're doing.
Yes, thank you.
Any further questions from anyone? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Planning 3 is 108 High Street, Campbelltown.
Yes, this is an application for change of use to take away food premises. There's a representation to the adjoining owner. As outlined in the report, it's got concerns about the condition of the subject building and safety concerns of it being unstable. With regard to that, council has had an engineer assess the integrity of that building, which found that it's structurally sound, and while it's showing its age, there's no sign of the building having moved recently or lean against the neighbouring building. Proposed work saving impact on structural components of the building. And then the other concern, being the roof of the building full of birds and straw, and concern about the health implications of that and fire. Whilst the summer planning matter under the scheme, it's noted that it's likely if you use the building, will reduce the number of birds there. And in any case, the proponent will have to get approval of the new food business through the Environmental Health Officer.
Before they operate?
Before they operate. Councillor
Goss?
Very good recommendation.
I'll second.
Councillor
De Mena. Any discussion? Councillor Landry?
I'm concerned about the vermin and whether we can have something put on. I know it's not technically planned, but if we're opening a food business in a building that you've described, it's been vacant for quite some time now, so there's a lot of birds and potentially other vermin in there. Is there some way that we could put some note on the conditions or on the permit to say that there needs to be a health and safety inspection done or whatever the appropriate thing is to ensure that the birds have been eradicated and that has all been cleaned up, because we're talking about a food service here, so we need to make sure that that's going to be appropriately dealt with before it opens.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that going on to note the permit. I don't think it goes as a condition because that's the statutory requirement under the Land Use Act, but as a note to give the owners an idea of their requirements under health and safety.
Exactly. So it'll come through the health and safety officers before they sign off on all of those.
So it'll come through to council's environmental health officers.
Yes.
So that's probably the word to use, environmental health operations.
So do we need to put that in the recommendation,
yes,
or is that something that we need to just know?
There should be one that you could add to it.
Second.
That's right. If you just at the bottom end note. Yes.
And does that include getting the kind of straw and grass and everything that goes to the sea level?
Did I just say one thing?
Not me, I'm sorry. No, sorry. Not timing.
So that's just talking about their environmental health obligations, so that safety.
Safety.
But it's not going to specify that they've got to get rid of the straw, that they need to investigate. Okay.
So we need to move that, or is
that? That'll be part of the recommendation. Any questions from anybody else? All right, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Planning 4 is 81
Brigham
Street,
Longford. This one's for a 6-lot subdivision in the low density residential zone. The application brings 6 discretions, which relates to lot sizes, on-site wastewater and stormwater connections, and sort of traffic people movements. The proposal includes the report includes as one of the conditions that stormwater drainage be piped to council's system. That would have been held as a memorandum of understanding. That's now being changed to be included simply as condition, but otherwise the wording has remained the same. The application received six representations, and the report recommends that the application be approved with the conditions.
Councillor Davis, removing the recommendation?
I'm not moving the recommendation there.
You're not? No, I can't need a mover and second before we discuss.
I'll move the recommendation. I'll second it.
Councillor Calvert, Councillor Hawkes. Councillor Davis, you wish to speak?
I would like to foreshadow a subsequent recommendation that we refuse the application.
Any further discussion now?
I'll just query the road, the sealing of the road. I went up there and I know they have to seal top of Anstey Street, but there's no mention of Brumby Street. Why isn't there any mention of Brumby Street for the sealing? I'm just a bit surprised.
Sorry, Brumby.
Might be
Brickerton Street, sorry. Yeah.
So it's just sealing a portion of Anstey Street that is currently sort of loose gravel.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be sealed up to the proposed driveway of lot, I think lot 2 or 1.
Yeah, so why wouldn't the developer have to seal down Brickerton Street exactly the same way?
I think that Brickerton Street is sealed to the appropriate level as it is.
It was gravel, I thought.
I think it's further down than where there's any proposed subdivision.
That was like to go around the bend, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a bit further down than this is.
So it's still bitumen right up to the boundary?
Yeah, I think it actually goes past the boundary. But with Anstey Street, it only comes down maybe halfway, not even halfway down that lot. So it'll be extended as far as the southernmost drive access.
Look, in speaking to the motion, give this issue considerable thought. I've got total sympathy with Mr. Martin Morrison and his situation. And some of the other representations. However, we can't get away from the fact that it complies with the planning scheme as it's been proposed. As history tells us, just about every time we see a situation like this appeal, goes to the tribunal, and I can't think of, I think I can only think of one that's been successful. The appeal that we know for a fact that costs $25,000 or $30,000 every time it happens, and it's just giving that money to work. And I would think this would be no different. So I think we need to be mindful of that. I'm totally in favour of racing and the racetrack and all of that sort of thing. I think both can coexist. And I think it's a situation. Look at Caulfield Racecourse. I mean, it's sitting right in the middle of the valley. Half a million feet.
And I'm trying to render it.
Excuse me.
No, I'm trying to render it.
The public can't speak now. I'm sorry.
Well, it's Councillor
Phelps. Sorry.
Just to speak the truth.
I'm sorry, but you'll have to leave if you keep interrupting.
It's not a train, I said that. But it is a race course. It's
a difficult
working.
Excuse me, I'm afraid you have to leave now. I'm very sorry.
Oh, I don't want to
do that. All right, okay, but please keep quiet.
anyway, that's basically my recommendation behind it. Not simple.
Anyone else have no comments?
I can't support this, and I've read the representations, and I've read through the planning scheme, and I've looked at it from all different angles, and I just can't get past the land use conflict. Particularly when I read, I listened to Mr. Archer this evening, listened to the conflict of land use and farmers. Farmers need to be able to run their practices and do their business without, I think you said, 20 metres from the boundary. That's just way too close. Also, Mr. Morris is an equine vet, and looking at what his business has to deal with as part of his business, I think that that is inappropriate to have that kind of development backed up towards that. And I think this business deserves to be able to run their business. And I'm not being emotional or playing on any of those things, but I just think from a practical point of view, this is not a good use, a good mix of development and business. I just can't see how it's going to work, and I just think there's too much conflict.
Councillor Gosh.
Yeah, just to point out that this application is discretionary. That means that it's discretionary because it's smaller than 1 hectare blocks of land. So council's got an opportunity to speak on that. It is discretionary. The thing about it I can't understand from the plan, the plan has accepted that there was in their report that they took the houses on the northern side of the racecourse as being close to this development. Well, there's a 20 hectare racecourse in between that. When you look at on page 141 of the report, when you look at this proposal, you can see that on the northern side you've got a 20 hectare racecourse. On the eastern side you've got part of a farming enterprise, which I believe is covered in 400 hectares. On the southern side, same farming place there. On the western boundary there is a horse veterinary thing. But then the next property over Ansbury Street, that's about a, I don't know, three hectare property. You know, there's no places apart from across the road directly diagonally across the angle that there's actually some residential property which we would call residential property. And that's the issue we've got here. If there was residential property on directly across Ansbury Road from where this development is, it might be a different story. But it is a bit, I think it's got too many conflicts around it, and want to see the development of Longford, but I just think this is in the wrong place. And I think that we really have to engage that discretionary part of the application, because that's what it's there for. It's discretionary. Doesn't mean that it needs to go ahead because it doesn't meet the planning. It's got a discretion around it. Thank you.
Can I ask the planner, if we refuse this tonight, to what grounds can we have got to be able to refuse it?
The discretion is listed. So on page 139, there's questions relating to the minimum lot size, on-site wastewater requirements, connections to regulated stormwater, and in relation to traffic, total daily vehicle movements, multiple accesses, and some minimum site distances.
So, you've had a speak,
Councillor Gosling. I have a question for the officer. I just wanted to say, so what is the minimum lot size?
For an acceptable solution, it's 1 hectare.
1 hectare, thank you.
Councillor Calvert moved it, Councillor Brooks has seconded, so is it okay for Councillor Brooks to sum up, Councillor Calvert?
I just think the applicants gone to great lengths to try and mitigate the conflict of interest, firstly with a fence around the boundary. I wouldn't like to see Mr. Morris's practice jeopardised either.
I think a fence is a really good good starting point. As these blocks of land are sufficient size that, you know, we're not talking about a 700 square metre block here, we're talking about a decent sized block of land that someone's probably going to build a house and put a pony for the kids in the yard. So it's not as if you're going to be in the middle of suburbia. I think we've already approved a substantial subdivision in Anstey Street across from the racecourse here not that long ago. And I don't believe that this will jeopardise the racecourse in any shape or form. The conditions on the discretionary points to refuse the application, none of those points that the planners spoke about just a while ago, none of the points have been brought up here tonight. So I very rarely see that they hold up in an appeal. So just, you know, it complies with the planning scheme, and I think we'll be throwing away $25,000 worth of ratepayers' money to fight the appeal if we refuse this application here tonight.
Okay, I'm going to put the recommendation. Those in favour?
All right.
Please put your hands up. Those in favour? Those against? Councillor Polly, Councillor Lambert, Councillor Goss, Councillor Davis, Councillor Ganina and myself. The motion is lost. We move on now to 25. Oh, sorry. Councillor Shadow. Are you speaking here?
Having refused the application,
now we need a positive
motion. We need to know we have a positive motion.
And I have a second or third. Might have moved it.
All right.
Sorry.
I could say anything.
All right. And they're ready to put their hands up too. That's curious.
First of all, I have great empathy for both sides in this debate, and had the application been put in under the new planning scheme, it wouldn't have been successful. So it's a timing issue either. Is quite fraught, and I do struggle a bit with my decision on this. However, having said that, I think that we should, the motion I propose to move is that application PLN 220185 to develop and use Brickenham Street, Longford, for a six-lot subdivision be refused on the following grounds. Each lot for the residential use does not provide sufficient useful area and dimensions to allow for development that would not adversely affect the amenity of or the character of surrounding development and streetscape, contrary to clause of the planning scheme. And also that it's not, and I've been consistent about this across a number of development applications, that it's not proposed to connect the development to reticulated water supply. They're the grounds I believe we should be refusing, and that's the possible
segment.
The developer did say that they would connect to a particular.
Okay, fine. Sorry, I missed that
one. Stormwater?
So that's just the first clause.
Yeah,
that's the motion.
Yeah.
Any discussion on that motion? Councillor
Goss. No, it was spoken, but it really is important that, you know, we see that it is discretionary. We've heard that it meets the planning scheme. It doesn't meet the planning scheme because it's discretionary. That's what it says. Okay, so you can't say that it meets the planning scheme. I think
it's
more than that. Okay. Doesn't make sense. And it's discretionary, and that's why we can vote against it or for it, because it is discretionary. Thank you.
Will we respect Councillor Wood? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
No.
Against?
No.
Those against is Councillor Calvert, Councillor Wood. Nobody else? That motion is carried. Okay, now we move on to claim 5, which is 662 Preston Road, Longford. Councillor Goss.
I move the recommendation.
Thank Can I have a second? Councillor Bennion. Any discussion? Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Planning 9 is 144 Margaret Street, Bondford.
Planning house number?
Planning 6 is 144 Margaret Street, Bondford. Councillor Gosh.
I'll move the recommendation.
Yes. Councillor Bennion, seconding. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to speak to the department. I've moved it, but I know last time that we had a similar common subdivision, and we're still seeing the battle axe developer of land in that community. What we've got here is a bit of land that's got 9 street access to Marvel Street. What that does, that doesn't build community. What it does, it has individual people going onto the street. And when we're doing developments, we should be seeing cul-de-sacs, we should be seeing little streets put in there, and we should have a bit of community in there which live in that area. At the moment, on this particular development, even though I'm supporting it, what we see is, lengths of paling fences 60 or 70 metres long, and people have got to drive along those to get out, and there's sort of no connection within that community, and that's something I don't like to see, and I urge all developers to think about that when they're building, and don't just think about the dollar, think about what they can do to the community if they do good development. Thank you.
Anyone else wish to
speak on it?
I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Planning 7, 310 Kirk Mill Road first. Councillor Bennion?
I'm happy to approve that. I've got some notes here in relation.
Can I have a second up, please?
Yep. I have notes from the planners just in relation to stormwater runoff, odour and noise. Not that we can add to this proposal, but it being just given to the
proponent.
Yeah, as a note.
Yes.
That's okay.
Any further discussion? Councillor Davis.
I refer to Councillor Goss's comments in the last one. Sorry, the item before that. This was a discretionary approval for a kennel license. And we've now got to reap the challenges of that. We're not able to oppose it under the planning scheme. I understand that. It gives you some great distress that that is the condition. I think that we should add some notes to the conditioning of the application. We know these sheds are going to be used for kennels. The application is quite clear about that. And my view is we should be treating them as kennels as we're considering them, but clearly I've been told we can't do that. So I think that it would be incumbent on us to give clarity and certainty to both the residents, to whom we owe a duty of care, and to the applicant, to put some notes on that application that indicate considerations that will be made when the kennels licence is then reviewed. And they refer to stormwater and runoff contamination. I'm particularly concerned about that. Every dog, on average, creates 500 grams of waste material every day. That's 5.5 kilos of waste that it's proposed to just hose out onto the ground, which is a sensitive environmental area. And I don't believe that's appropriate. The risk of contamination from dog feces is double that of human waste because of their intestinal flora, and it takes up to a year to decompose. So if you're thinking about 5.5 kilos every day for a year, we're talking about a significant amount of poo. Also, I think we should be looking at the EPA requirements for noise and odour. So I'd be very keen for us to make those notes on the application, recognising they're not planning constraints, but they are things that we should be advising both the owner, the applicant, and the local neighbours that we will be looking at in great detail when the kennels application comes up again.
Any further discussion? I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
No.
Against? Councillor Davis is against. Carried. Thank you. Planning 8 is 274 Mill Road Curve.
Yes, we've got an application for a full lot subdivision, 274 Mill Road. There was a representation from a neighbour, which is included in the attachments. Concerns about the direction of stormwater to the roadside drain, additional stormwater from your dwellings and overflow onto your property. It's therefore recommended that the condition be placed on the permit, requiring the new owners size detention systems in accordance with the sized houses that they build to reduce the flow. Also a question about the road widening of Perthmore Road, 9 metres from the centre line. Council's allowed to take up 9 metres from the centre line with the subdivision. It won't actually encroach onto 235 Perthmore Road, it's on the northern side, and we'll match up with some road widening that's already been taken. It's not planned to do anything immediately with that, but it will allow for shared pathways in the future.
Yeah, I'm happy to move the motion to be approved.
Councillor Davis, is seconding. Any discussion? Councillor Cox.
Yeah, when I look at the pictures on page 243 of the report, it looks like there's a big, quite deep drain in front of this property, which goes all the way along the property. You can't see it on the map, of course. The pictures clearly show the deepness of that. If the council's going to make the road wider, what's going to happen with the ditches that are coming in now? That's probably a question for the works officer or something. That's the first part of my question. And the second part of the question would be that, is there going to be some type of footpath put along in front of this ground so that people can walk along there on that side of the road? If we have developments in other parts of the community, we expect we did one in Ross at the start, and then at Ross we had a gravel pathway put along there. So is that something expected on this? And so could the planning officers please let you know if they've got a path penciled in there in their plan? If they haven't got one, why haven't they got one? And to the works manager, what are they going to do with that big drain there? Is that the developer's responsibility, or is that council going to take that responsibility on for them?
I say in the future when the road's going to be wide, and the drain would actually push back towards the boundary. It looks deeper in the photo there. If you go back further to the east, the drain's actually not as deep as what it shows there right at the front of the picture. I think it's only diving down there to go under a culvert.
No, it's not a condition on the permit for the developer to provide a footpath. The reason is that there's no footpaths that it would link to, it's distant from any. It's therefore not considered to be a reasonable condition for this developer.
Who considers that? Officers or?
Yeah, that's right.
Officers.
Yeah.
Well, I dispute that, because I reckon that there is no footpaths along there, because you're going to put four blocks in there, you want people to join together, you don't want people not to be able to do something. I mean, I'm not sure if there's something on the other side of the road that might be suitable, but I'm not really sure. We should be definitely doing something there in the road. It should be responsible. It's not council.
I'm not having to change my motion to include that when it's out of Perth. There are no other footpaths there. Very little foot traffic, if any, at all, so I'm not happy to put that on the motion.
Can I just make a comment? The planner said when you were speaking first that potential shared pathway may be a future plan. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. By taking the opportunity to take the road widening, that allows for, if the council doesn't take the road widening now, then they lose their opportunity in the future.
No further discussion? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. That's it, we're finished our summary.